我们一起来翻开圣经《哥林多前书》十一章。
Let's turn our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 23, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of me.
保罗他常常来举办组织这个圣餐礼。
Paul often held Holy Communion.
这里他说这是主耶稣亲自给他的指示。
And here he says that Holy Communion is an instruction that he had received from the Lord.
正如当时主耶稣对这个使徒他们所指示的一样。
Much like how the Lord Jesus instructed the disciples.
25节。
Verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 25 reads, In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
26, 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Verse 26, And For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
这里我们知道圣餐礼是要经常性的来举行。
Through this passage, we understand that we need to frequently hold Holy Communion.
27节。
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats his bread and drinks his cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以从这里我们看到圣餐礼它有两个重要的意义在里头。
Here we see that there are two important meaning in Holy Communion.
第一个是领受奥秘。
One is to receive this mystery.
所以二十七节说这是在领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的血。
Verse 27 says that this means we're partaking the Lord's body and blood.
前面告诉我们说，这也是在纪念主耶稣。
At the same time, Holy Communion also means that we remember the Lord.
我们纪念主耶稣的爱。
We do this in remembrance of His love.
主耶稣是这么的爱我们，所以主耶稣甚至为我们牺牲在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus loves us so dearly that he sacrificed his life on the cross for us.
因为他的死，所以带给来成全给世人的救恩。
From his death he completed the salvation for men.
二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
保罗强调着这个。圣餐礼是一件重要的圣礼。
Here Paul emphasizes that Holy Communion is an important sacrament.
因为在奥秘里头，这是跟我们的生命、我们的复活有关系。
There's a mystery in this sacrament. It deals with our life and our salvation.
领受圣餐是一项的恩典。
Partaking the Holy Communion is a blessing in of itself.
因为我们来领受生命。
Because we're here to receive life.
因为这给我们将来复活的应许。
Because it gives us a promise of resurrection in the future.
那所以二十八节保罗说我们要看重。
Verse 28, Paul says we need to pay attention.
意思就是说我们要努力的来领受圣餐。
That is, we need to make a strong effort to partake the Holy Communion.
我们不能够随意的来轻看或者拒绝领受圣餐。
We cannot look down on or reject the Holy Communion.
但是我们也必须要慎重就是这里所说的自己省察。
But at the same time, this verse is that we also need to examine ourselves.
我们通常提到省察呢，就是来反省一下我们自己的行为，我们的这个言语。
When we say we examine ourselves, we often mean that we have to reflect on our speech and our deeds.
那我们在这里不再详细的来讲一些我们省察一些我们什么行为啦，或者说我们应该说什么话。
We will not spend too much time today to talk about specifically what speech or action we need to examine.
好，我们来讲一些很基础的我们需要再去复习的事情。
But rather, we'd like to review some of the fundamental principles that we are to examine.
当我们把自己定位认为是怎样的人，那么我们的言语行为就会跟这个认定会有直接的关系。你把自己看作是怎样的人？
Whomever we recognize ourselves to be, we will end up being that person.
比如说我们在学校里头，我们是老师。
For example, if we assume that we play the role of a teacher in school,
那你在学校里头，你对学生，你的言语行为，你就要有老师的样式。
And so while we're in school, we will act and talk like a teacher.
那所以这个认识自己，把自己定位定在哪一个这个 position 上面，这个会影响到我们的言语跟行为。
So our self-recognition and the role that we define for ourselves will affect our speech and our action.
那我们的反省自己的言语行为是对神来做这样的反省。
But our self-examination has a reference point toward God.
那所以我们必须要清楚的认识，在神面前我们是怎样的人。
So we need to clearly understand who we are and what role we play in God's presence.
因为这影响到我们在神面前我们的言语跟我们的行为。
Because it would have an impact on how we act and how we speak before God.
那我们从这个古圣徒的身上，我们来看看到底人在神面前是怎样的。
So from the old saints in the Bible, we could learn what kind of roles men should play before God.
他们对自己的认识可以帮助我们对自己来认识自己。
Their self-recognition could help us understand ourselves better as well.
我们请看历代志下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章十八节。
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 18.
十八节，神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？
Verse 18. But will God indeed dwell with men on earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?
所罗门王花了七年的时间来建造了圣殿。
King Solomon spent 7 years to build a temple for God.
造好了之后，他把耶柜迎进这个圣殿里头。
At the completion of his construction, he received the Ark of the Covenant into the temple.
这对当时的他们来讲是有一个神同在的意义在里头。
The Ark of the Covenant actually represent God's abidance to the people at the time.
但是所罗门王他有一个真正的认识。
But King Solomon has a better understanding.
神是那么的伟大，而人是那么的渺小。
He realized how immensely greater God is to man.
虽然他是花七年来盖这个圣殿。
Although he has spent 7 years to construct this temple.
但是他知道这在神的眼中其实是那么的渺小。
But he knew very well that the temple in God's eyes is still rather insignificant.
所以这是第一个我们必须要认识的，在神的面前我们永远是那么的渺小。
So this is the first thing we need to recognize is that in God's eyes, we will always be rather insignificant.
所以说这个亚伯拉罕在创世纪十八章，他为罗德来向神祈求。
In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham prayed to God on behalf of Lot.
因为神要毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉。
Because God had intended to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个罗德他住在索多玛。
Lot was living in Sodom at the time.
所以亚伯拉罕为了罗德，所以他为 这两座城来向神祈求。
Because Abraham cared about Lot, he prayed for these two cities.
在这祈求当中，亚伯拉罕说，在你面前我是灰尘。
In this prayer, Abraham said to the Lord that I am nothing but dust before you.
亚伯拉罕他也发现自己是那么的渺小，那么的没有能力。
Abraham also realized how minute and how powerless he is compared to God.
其实亚伯拉罕他曾经带领人马跟四王征战，而来救过罗德。
In fact, Abraham had been triumphant and victorious when fighting against the four kings and rescuing Lot.
所以从人来看，亚伯拉罕他是一个有势力、有能力的人。
But so in the eyes of men, Abraham was a person with might and with authority.
他曾经靠着他的勇敢力量，他救过罗德。
Through his own might and strength, he rescued Lot.
但是这一次，他发现他无能为力。
But in this instance, Abraham realized that he was completely helpless.
他只能够在神面前说，我只不过是灰尘。
He admitted to God he was nothing but dust.
人不但是非常的渺小，在神的眼中啊，我们应该还也是卑贱的。
In God's eyes, not only are we minute and insignificant, we're also rather ignoble.
请看约伯记四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 40.
约伯记四十章第四节。
Job, chapter 40, verse 4.
约伯说：“我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。”
Job says, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth."
这里耶伯他提到自己不但是渺小，而且是卑贱的。
Here, Job says that not only is he insignificant, he was vile.
在耶伯记二十九章，耶伯他回忆他过去的生活。
In Job chapter 29, he reflected his past life.
他提到说，我过去是怎样的人。
Recounted what kind of person he was before.
他是一个很富有的人，他是一个义人。
He was a righteous person, a man with great wealth.
他有这个，他有那个。
He possessed this and that.
那因为他的拥有，所以他也可以做这个，也可以做那个。
And because of his possession, he had the ability to do much.
他帮助过这个贫困的人。
He had helped the poor.
他为这个寡妇来主持公义。
He sought justice for the widows.
在人来看，这个耶伯他是了不起的。
In the eyes of man, Job was a great person.
但是耶伯他后来他清楚地看见自己。
But later, Job finally had a true perception of himself.
在神的面前，其实他是卑微的。
He realized that before God, he is rather insignificant.
本来他为了自己的遭遇他觉得他不明白。所以他也非常的不平。
In the beginning, he felt rather frustrated because he didn't understand why these tragedy happened to him.
但是在这个过程当中，他发现了在神面前，他只不过是渺小的，而且是卑贱的。
But in this process of learning, he realized that in God's presence, he was not only insignificant, but he was also lowly.
再请看诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 62.
诗篇六十二篇第九节。
Psalm number 62 verse 9.
下流人真是虚空，上流人也是虚假，放在天平里就必浮起，他们一共比空气还轻。
Verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vapor, men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor.
大卫曾经是一个牧羊的人。
King David once was a shepherd.
他也曾经是王面前的勇士。
He was also once a mighty man before his king.
他也曾经落入了王所要追杀的一个要犯。
And he also became a man fleeing from the king.
他也当了国王。
And eventually he himself became a king.
所以在大卫的整个人生里头有很多的起伏。
So he has gone through many ups and downs in his life.
当他回头看。
As he reflect back to his entire life.
所有的这些好像是真实的，但是又是那么的，又好像是虚假的，那么的微不足道。
All of these seem to be so real and yet so uncertain. They are nothing but a vapor.
当他回头一看，在神的面前，这一切是那么的轻，比空气还轻。
As he looks back, he realizes that all of his life in God's eyes are altogether lighter than vapor.
所以这告诉我们，在神的面前呢，其实我们是很不配的。
So all these tells us that in God's presence we are truly unworthy.
但是主耶稣他却怎么说呢？
But what does the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说，你们劳苦挑重担的到我这里来。
He says, come to me all who you labor and are heavy laden.
我要来到我这里，我让你们得着安息。
Come to me and I will give you rest.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a great blessing.
不配的人，主耶稣却主动的邀请我们。
Our Lord Jesus has taken the initiative to invite those of us who are unworthy.
所以 在神的面前，我们能够有什么 来夸口呢？
So in God's presence, there's really nothing we could boast of.
那人最不配的地方啊，是人带着罪。
The most unworthy fact about humans is the fact that we we carry sin.
请看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah 书第六章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5.
第五节，那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之主。
So I say, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚先知他看见神荣耀的显现。
Prophet Isaiah saw the glorious manifestation of God.
他的一个很直接的反应就是他是不洁净的。
His immediate reaction is that he was unclean.
一个先知在众人的眼中，他应该是一个义人。
A prophet should be seen and perceived as a righteous person among the people.
一个先知在人的眼中，他应该有比别人还要高的灵性。
A prophet should possess higher spirituality than the people.
但是这里以赛亚他发现，在神的面前，他所有的义看起来也是污秽的。
But Isaiah realized that in God's presence, all his righteousness was still considered unclean.
所以他直接的感觉就是，我是污秽的，所以我应该是不配的，甚至是应该灭亡的。
So his immediate response to God's manifestation is that he was filthy and he was not worthy. In fact, he deserved to be destroyed.
那事实上我们看看我们的生活。
If we really think about our life,
我们常常在人的面前，在神的面前，我们并不是这种态度。
This is not the same attitude we hold before man or before God even.
在我们的生活当中，我们有很多的这种过分的自信而显得傲慢自高。
Sometimes in our life we're overly confident about our own spirituality. We come across as arrogant or boastful.
所以我们会对人来嘲笑，来讥讽。
We will mock and look down on others.
当然别人常常也是这样子来对待我们。
And perhaps others treat us the same way.
其实在神的面前，我们是渺小、卑贱、污秽的。
But actually in God's eyes, we're minute, we're lowly, and we're filthy.
请看以赛亚书41章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书41章14节。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 14.
十四节，你这从雅各和你们以色列人，不要害怕。主说：“我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。”
Fear not, you Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
在这里，神也很真实的 他对以色列人说，你这从雅各。
Here in verse 14, God said to the Israelites, you worm Jacob.
其实真的人在神的面前是这么的软弱。
Yes, indeed, before God's eyes, we are so weak.
在神的面前，其实我们应该是让人憎恶的，是丑陋的。
In God's eyes, we are filthy and we're unclean and ugly.
就像在雅各的生命当中，他充满着很多的软弱跟这种令人厌恶。
In Jacob's life, he was filled with much weakness and many things that's despicable.
这样一个丑陋的人，神却对他说，你不要害怕，我必帮助你。
Even though his life was so ugly, God still said to him, fear not, I will help you.
其实今天我们每一个被拣选的人，我们正像雅各。
Actually, each and every one of us who's been selected by God were just like Jacob.
在我们的生活当中有很多的软弱，充满着很多的丑陋。
Our life is also filled with much weakness and much ugliness.
但是主耶稣却对我们说，我要成为你的帮助。
But yet our Lord Jesus reaches out and say to us, I will help you.
所以主耶稣说，你们不要怕。
Our Lord Jesus says to us, fear not.
主耶稣甚至说，你来跟从我。
In fact, he even invites us to follow him.
所以当我们在神面前能够有这样的自我的认识，神他不会这个丢弃我们。
If we have such recognition before God, about ourselves, then God will never forsake us.
在人的生活当中，我们常常要掩饰自己，包装自己。
In our interaction with others in this world, we try to package ourselves and cover our deficiencies.
因为我们总是怕别人看到那个里面的我们，那个真正的我们。
Because we really don't want people to see the true self inside.
因为人不是神。
Because man cannot be God.
当人看到我们的软弱，
when others see our weakness,
可能会有一点点的怜悯同情。
They perhaps may have a slight bit of compassion and sympathy.
更多的时候就把你看成像是一只讨厌的虫，踩你一脚。
But more often than not, they will see us worms and they would rather step on us than to help us.
这就是为什么我们一定要在人的面前来装的很勇敢，这个很有能力。
This is the reason why we try to pretend to be courageous and to be capable before others.
那在神的面前真的是这么的好。
But it's not so the same before God. It is much better.
就照着现在的我们，我们来到神的面前。
We could come to Him as we are.
他接纳我们。
He will receive us the way we are.
彼得对主耶稣说，我是一个罪人，离开我吧。
Peter said to God, Lord, I'm a sinner, depart from me.
主耶稣没有丢弃他，主耶稣反而拣选他。
But Jesus did not forsake him, rather Jesus chose him.
主耶稣甚至对他说，你来跟从我。
In fact, our Lord Jesus said to Peter, come and follow me.
我要让你得饱足，我要让你没有干渴。
You shall be filled and you shall never thirst again.
今天主耶稣也是同样的这样愿意的让我们来亲近他。
Today our Lord Jesus is willing to receive us just the same.
只是我们有没有像这些古圣徒一样的认识了我们自己。
The question is whether or not we have recognized ourselves the way that the old saints recognize themselves.
主耶稣不但让我们亲近他，而且他要让我们能够改变。
Not only is Jesus willing for us to come close to him, he is willing to help us change.
他让我们不再是软弱的。
He no longer wants us to be weak.
他让我们不再是令人讨厌的。
He will help us to become likable.
他要让我们不再是充满着丑陋。
He will help us to get rid of our ugliness.
他要让我们改变，成为美好的，成为坚强的。
He will help us change into someone who is good and beautiful.
他用各种的方法 来帮助我们改变。
Through different ways in life, he will help us change.
其中有一个方法就是他让我们跟他联合。
One of the best ways is for us to be united with him.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5.
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能做什么。约翰福音十五章第五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
这里主耶稣强调着我们要跟他联合。
Here Jesus emphasized that we must be united with him.
我们如果离开了他，我们不能做什么。
Apart from him, we could accomplish nothing.
这改变需要最大的力量。
In order for us to truly change, we need a great strength.
离开了主耶稣，我们是没有办法改变的。
Apart from our Lord Jesus, we cannot truly change.
我们必须跟他联合。
We must be united with him.
我们借着领受圣餐来跟他联合。
By partaking the Holy Communion, we could abide in him.
这也是圣餐的一个奥秘之一。
This is one of the mysteries of the Holy Communion.
我们说这个 communion 就是一个联合的意思。
The word communion means to be united.
所以领受圣餐是这么的重要。
This is why it's so important for us to participate in the Holy Communion.
我们都愿意跟主耶稣联合。
I'm sure we're all willing to be united with our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣也用领受圣餐这一件事情来让我们跟他联合。
Our Lord Jesus allows us to be united with him through the Holy Communion.
所以领受圣餐真的是一个恩典。
The communion truly indeed is a blessing.
所以我们在领受这个恩典的当中，我们也要立下志向。
As we receive this blessing, we must make a new resolution.
既然跟主耶稣联合，我们就要活出基督。
Now that we're united with our Lord, we must live to the Lord.
既然我们跟主耶稣基督联合了，那我们一定能够走完这一条信仰的道路。
Once we're united with Jesus Christ, then we will for sure be able to finish this journey.
既然我们跟主耶稣联合了，那我们在对待人、对待事情，我们应该要像主耶稣。
Once we're united with our Lord Jesus Christ, then our speech and our action against toward men must be like our Lord.
我们要有主耶稣的那一种看见。
We must have His vision.
我们请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这里说我们要看得合乎中道，就是看得 很清醒的，很实际，很实在的来看见。
Here it tells us that we have to think soberly, which means that we have to see ourselves realistically and practically.
我们常常被周遭的事情把我们困扰着。
Often we're surrounded by many difficulties in life.
我们常常被周遭的人让我们觉得这个感情受伤，让我们觉得这个感伤。
Often we would be hurt by the people around us.
那是因为我们没有把事情、把人看得清楚。
And this is often due to the fact that we haven't think soberly of the matter and the people around us.
在我们跟主耶稣联合之后。
But when we are united with our Lord Jesus,
我们靠着主耶稣的帮助。
Through His help.
我们能够照着神所给我们的信心，我们把事情看得很合理，很合乎中道。
We could confront the matter and the people around us soberly with a measure of faith that He gives us.
我们就用这样子的省察自己，我们 要一起来领圣餐。
With this preparation of our self-recognition, we like to now proceed with our Holy Communion.
现在请我们一起跪下，我们来祝谢圣餐饼。
Let's all kneel down together and give thanks.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神，我们赞美您，感谢您。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
在您的面前，我们是这么的渺小、卑贱。
In your eyes, we are so insignificant and so lowly.
但是您却专爱我们，你拣选我们。
But yet you still love us so dearly and choose us.
所以主耶稣，我们现在用一个谦卑感谢的心，我们一起要来统领这个圣餐。
Lord, now with a humble and sincere heart, we want to thank you.
主啊，我们真的是非常非常的感谢您。
Lord, we thank you so much.
尤其当我们想到这些古圣徒他们所做的努力。
Especially when we think about the effort the old saint has exerted.
挪亚用了超过100年的时间来建造了方舟。
Noah, according to your instruction, spent over 100 years to build the ark.
这样才能够让他借着洪水来得救。
And that is how he was delivered from the flood.
今天我们因为主耶稣基督您在十字架上为我们流宝血，我们就领受了您的拯救。
Lord, today we did nothing but to simply receive the precious blood that you have shed on the cross, to be saved.
我们看到摩西他多么的用心来制造了这个约柜。
We think about how carefully Moses worked hard to construct the Ark of the Covenant.
而且他还用金金来包裹着这个约柜。
And he used the fine gold to wrap the Ark.
将两块滑板放在耶柜里头。
And he put the two stone tablets inside the ark.
今天我们是这么的不配，你却愿意将你的话语来充满我们。
Today, even though we're so unworthy, yet you're willing to put your word right into the depth of our heart.
所罗门王花了七年的时间来建造圣殿。
King Solomon spent 7 years to build the temple for you.
他迎接耶柜，他要您的同在。
He received the Ark of the Covenant, and he hoped for your presence and abidance.
今天我们常常并没有像所罗门王那样子的用心和努力。
Even though we have not worked as hard as Solomon,
但是您却愿意来跟我们同在。
Yet you're still willing to dwell with us.
你更将您的圣灵来赏赐我们，来内住在我们的里头。
In fact, you even give us your Holy Spirit.As an indwelling abidance.
比起这些古圣徒，我们是更不配的。
Compared to these old saints, we are so unworthy.
但是我们却领受了比他们更多的恩典。
But yet, somehow we have received even more blessings than they have.
这一切都是因为主耶稣基督，您为我们的牺牲。
Lord Jesus, all these is because you have made a great sacrifice.
所以，我们恳求主耶稣，也能够来帮助我们的软弱。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us out of our weakness.
让我们能够来更加的在信仰上来努力，来更加的爱您。
So we could try harder in our journey of faith and to love you even more.
现在我们恳求您圣灵运行在我们的当中。
Lord, now we ask your Holy Spirit to move among us.
照着您的应许，让这无酵饼在灵里头成为你所赏赐给我们您的身体。
And according to your promise, this unleavened bread may become your body in the spirit.
让我们在领受之后，我们得着生命，我们末日得以复活。
And so that after partaking the bread, we may receive life, and in the future, we will be resurrected.
主啊，我们这样子谦卑的恳求，愿您垂听成全。
Lord, we ask you sincerely and humbly, we hope that you will listen to our prayer.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanksgiving, praises, and honor be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。我们会众请唱诗47首。
Let's sing hymn number 47.
好，我们等一下请Jason弟兄、Jennifer姐妹来分饼。最后一节再一次。
Out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus I come, Jesus I come, into the joy and light of thy home, Jesus I come to thee. Into the peace of thy shore.
呢，请我们再一次跪下，我们来祝谢杯。
Once again, let's kneel down together and give thanks.
In the
name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主耶稣，我们感谢您。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在大约2000年前，您成为人来到这个世界上。
Approximately about 2,000 years ago, you came into this world in the form of flesh.
您为我们降生在马槽里头。
For our sake, you were born in a manger.
你卑微自己，成为人的样式。
You humble yourself in the likeness of man.
你更为我们来面对这十字架的苦行。
For our sake, you suffer the agony of the cross.
你为我们在比拉多的面前来接受审判。
You were tried before Pilate.
你安静地站在比拉多的面前。
And you stood before him quietly.
你没有差派天上的天使来保护你，来为你征战。
You did not send legions of angels from heaven to fight for you to protect you.
你没有为那些不真实的诬告来为自己辩白。
You did not defend yourself from the false accusations.
因为你已经立定了志向，为我们来走上这个十字架。
Because you have made a strong determination to go to the cross for us.
你在客西马尼园，你的恳切祷告。汗滴如血点。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, you prayed so hard, your sweat were like blood drops.
带着血肉肢体的你，你为我们来接受十字架的苦行。
While carrying the flesh of a human, you suffer the torture on the cross.
因为你知道，你就像一粒的麦子，必须落入土里死了。
Because you knew very well that just like a grain of wheat, you must die and fall into the ground.
才能够结出许许多多的籽粒来。
Before many other grains can be grown.
因为你为我们死，我们才能够拥有真正的生，拥有永生。
Because you died for us, now we could receive the true life.
主耶稣，您曾经说。要成就的事情还没有实现，你的心里是火热的。
Lord Jesus, you said once that your heart is burning with zeal because there are many things to be accomplished.
你所说的就是十字架的苦行。
Lord Jesus, you were referring to the cross.
主啊，所以我们恳求你帮助我们。
Our Lord, we ask you to help us.
让我们也能够为你来热心。
So that we too could burn with zeal for you.
让我们能够更加努力的来将你的教训在生活当中来实行出来。
So that we could try harder to do your teaching.
让我们能够借着我们的生活来荣耀你的名。
So you could help us, please help us to honor you with our life.
主耶稣，你为我们站在比拉多的面前。
Lord Jesus, you stood before Pilate for us.
让我们这双脚来为您奔跑。
Therefore, we ask you to help us so that our two feet may run for you.
你为我们在比拉多的面前，您静默不语。
You remain quiet and silent before Pilate.
所以恳求您帮助我们，让我们这一张嘴巴为你来传讲。
Now we ask you to help us so that our mouth may speak your words.
主耶稣，你为我们死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus, you died for us on the cross.
我们恳求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够。每一天都为你而活。
Now we ask you to help us so we may live out each day for you.
所以主耶稣，我们再次的恳求您，你帮助我们生活当中很多的软弱，很多的亏欠。
Lord, we sincerely ask you to help us with our weaknesses and our deficiencies.
您拣选我们是要让我们成为坚强的基督徒。
You have chosen us to become strong Christian soldiers.
你拣选我们是要让我们拥有一个美好的人生。
You chosen us to live a beautiful life.
所以我们相信，这个不是理想，这是会实现的。
We believe that these are not just ideals, but they can be real.
因为您是信实的神。
Because you are faithful.
主啊，现在 再次恳求你的圣灵来运行在我们当中。
Lord, once again, we ask your Holy Spirit to move among us.
让这葡萄汁在灵里头成为你所赐给我们您的宝血。
So this grape juice may transform into your precious blood in the Spirit.
让我们在领受之后，我们能够得着生命，末日得以复活。
And after we partake it, we may receive life and be resurrected in the future.
主啊，也借着我们这一次的再跟你联合，你将信心、爱心来赏赐给我们。
Lord, we also ask you to increase our faith and our love, by us reuniting with you.
主，我们这样子向您祷告祈求，愿您垂听。
Lord, we sincerely pray to you in this manner. Please listen to our prayer.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanksgiving, glory, and honor be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
Let's sing
hymn number 48.
我们等一下请两位麦克弟兄来分杯。
We ask Mike to distribute the cup.
Dear my rest.
现在一起站立来唱五十首。
Stand up and sing hymn number 50. Thank God we conclude this morning's service and Holy Communion. Let's now offer a concluding prayer. Let's make this prayer one of a new determination resolution. Our Lord Jesus loves us so dearly, so we need to think about what determination we want to make for our Lord this year.
那我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以跪到前面来，或跪在走道上。
Those of us who want to receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come forward or pray in the aisles.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.